Help is on the way for tornado victims in North Escambia County through an executive order issued Monday by Governor Rick Scott. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
The governor's declaration of a state of emergency comes after the Escambia County Commission declared a local state of emergency last week. Scott also met with Sheriff David Morgan last week aboard NAS Pensacola. Escambia County Safety Director Mike Weaver says this opens the door for possible additional funding to the county for housing assistance.
Through either the community development block grants or the state housing initiative program, and that's mainly the funds that the state has for long-term housing for low economic areas. So we're hoping that through this we can get an additional cut of that money.
The EF3 tornado, about 300 yards wide, traveled more than 16 miles through North Escambia into South Alabama. Winds were estimated at 150 to 155 miles an hour. There were no fatalities and only a few minor injuries, but the storm destroyed at least 30 homes and damaged about 50 others. Weaver says State Emergency Director Brian Coon's brief tour of affected areas last week likely triggered the governor's order.
Most certainly, I'm sure it was. He was able to relay directly to the governor exactly what he saw and how he thought that that was a long-term effect and they would need some additional assistance.
The declaration also means the state will join local recovery efforts and the ongoing work to determine what's needed to rebuild.
The community department currently with the county assists with that. They're already actively involved with Thomas Century identifying which homes. Some of them were already some state-funded houses or assistance houses that were destroyed, trying to identify those and which ones that they can replace with those funds.
Meanwhile, investigators with the Federal Emergency Management Agency are in Century as well, doing assessments, being joined by Escambia Emergency Director John Dosh.
Without this declaration, there was no possibility of getting any of that IA funding from FEMA. So just this document alone gives it a little bit better of a chance. A lot of agencies have pulled together and have done a tremendous job in cleanup and removal. The only outlier right now is long-term recovery with housing.
Another storm front is moving in from the west and is expected to reach northwest Florida by Tuesday afternoon. Public Safety Director Mike Weaver says that's not escaped their notice.
Especially after last week, we've been funneling plenty of calls just in our own shop, but definitely people are paying more attention to the weather now that we know tornadoes do hit the panhandle of Florida.
Legal Services of North Florida was in Century Monday to meet with income-eligible tornado victims who cannot receive assistance due to outstanding title issues with their homes. They'll be back on Friday from noon until 4 p.m. at the Century Business Center at 150 East Pond Street. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.